It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad are attacking targets around the world. The World Wide Web, anyway. This week, a group called the Syrian Electronic Army hacked Harvard University's website, leaving behind pro-Assad messages. Jared Keller wrote about the group for The Atlantic. He says it uses a couple different tactics.
One is it's what's called a distributed denial of service attack. It's when a large number of people access a website in such high volume that the website becomes inaccessible to any other regular user. But they've also engaged in somewhat more sophisticated hacking activities, breaking into and disabling and defacing entire websites with pro-Syrian digital graffiti in many ways. And they've attacked a large variety of websites, from the Barack Obama Facebook page, ABC News, The Telegraph, and the U.S. Department of the Treasury, as well as The Atlantic's own Facebook page.
Syria has been the scene of months of anti-government protests. Max Fisher, also with The Atlantic, says it's unclear whether the hackers are officially part of the Assad regime, but they are loyal to him. Fisher says they seem to have two goals.
The first is to deny the online public space from activists and demonstrators in kind of the same way that security forces on the ground try to deny the physical space from the activists. In Egypt and in Libya, activists could get around security forces by just going online and organizing until they had a critical mass to take to the streets. But in Syria, that's been more difficult because the Syrian Electronic Army is making it so difficult for them to come together. And the second thing that they're doing is disrupting the connections between the demonstrators and basically the outside world, pages on Facebook where people might gather, Western media outlets that might be running articles quoting from activists as we did. It's really just about filling it up with so much noise that it's difficult to differentiate the real people and the real stories from basically spam.
All this may remind you of the hacker group known as Anonymous, famous for shutting down or defacing various sites, including the Syrian government's. But the Syrian Electronic Army are pro-government guerrilla hackers. And Jillian York of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says,
seen a group at this scale attacking such large international targets.
But what kind of impact can this really have? I mean, is it going to make the leap from a screen to what's happening on the street? Can this affect the fate of Syria?
I don't feel that the Syrian Electronic Army has been particularly successful in changing the narrative for the public. I don't think that they're winning the hearts and minds, so to speak. But at the same time, the fact that Anonymous has sort of pitted themselves against the Syrian Electronic Army may have actually raised attention for the cause of the Syrian opposition.
Read more at MarketplaceTech.org. It's hard to cover stories about gadgets. They may represent exciting advances that make life more convenient and interesting, but it's a lot of money for something you rarely ever need. Let's try having it both ways, embracing novelty, but with skepticism. Here we go. Amazon is expected to announce an exciting new tablet computer today, and you could live without it. The Kindle Fire will run on Android, work with Android apps, and have video streaming capability. But you already have a computer or a smartphone and somewhere to watch videos. The Fire should retail for much less than an iPad, so it's a total bargain. However, it's even cheaper to buy nothing at all. The Fire could be the must-have item of the holiday season, and your life is just fine as it is. Good luck. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.